This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Campaigning for assembly polls is intensified in West Bengal, with senior leaders of various political parties conducting a series of rallies and roadshows in the final days leading up to polling. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed multiple rallies in Jhargram, Purulia and Bishnupur districts in the state today. Mr. Modi asserted that a double-engine BJP government in West Bengal will deliver double benefits to the women of the state. He stated that safety, dignity and prosperity of women are his party's top priorities. He accused the Trinamool Congress of thwarting the entry of more women in legislative bodies in collusion with the Congress.
बंगाल की बहनें चाहती थी कि उनको 33% आरक्षण मिले, लेकिन टीएमसी नहीं चाहती थी कि बंगाल की बेटियां ज्यादा संख्या में एमएलए बने, क्योंकि बंगाल की बेटियां इनके महाजंगल राज को चुनौती दे रही है.
BJP leader and Union Minister J.P. Nadda conducted a roadshow in Jalpaiguri district. Party leader and Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha held roadshows at Jiyaganj and Kandi in Murshidabad district. TMC President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held public meetings at Hooghly's districts, Tarkeshwar and Kalna in Purba Bardhaman district. The Congress, Left and other parties are also actively campaigning across West Bengal. Polling in West Bengal will be held in two phases on 23rd and 29th of this month. In Tamil Nadu, as polling day approaches, star campaigners are intensifying their efforts to reach out to voters across the state through rallies and roadshows. Senior BJP leader and Union Ministers Amit Shah and Rajnath Singh are on a whirlwind campaign tour in the state. Mr. Shah addressed a massive rally at Mylapore in Chennai and held a roadshow at Erode. Mr. Shah also expressed confidence of National Democratic Alliance forming government in the state under the leadership of AIADMK chief Edappadi K. Palaniswamy. Addressing a poll rally in Tenkasi district, senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh said the government is determined to implement the amendment bill regarding the Women's Reservation Act and no power in the world can stop them. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge held public meeting in Hosur. In Tamil Nadu, 21 people are reported to have been killed following a blast at a firecracker factory at V. Muthulingapuram in Virudhunagar district this afternoon. 6 seriously injured people have been rushed to nearby hospitals for emergency treatment. The incident occurred when labourers were shifting inflammable chemical materials inside the factory. A total of 30 workers were present in the unit at the time of explosion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in an explosion at a firecracker factory in Virudhunagar district of Tamil Nadu. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today announced a series of measures aimed at strengthening ties with Indian origin Tamil community in Sri Lanka, focusing on welfare initiatives and cultural linkages. The Vice President made the announcement while addressing the members of the Indian community in Colombo. A key announcement was the extension of the Overseas Citizen of India OCI scheme up to the sixth generation, along with simplified documentation norms. The move is expected to improve access to education and economic opportunities in India. U.S. President Donald Trump today said that U.S. representatives are traveling to Islamabad in Pakistan for negotiations with Iran. He said that the U.S. delegation will arrive by tomorrow night. The White House has said Vice President J.D. Vance, who led the first round of face-to-face talks last weekend, would lead the delegation to Pakistan with envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. The talks are scheduled to be held on Tuesday. In women's cricket, host South Africa defeated India by 8 wickets in the second T20 International of the five-match series at Kingsmead Stadium in Durban this evening. Chasing a target of 148 runs, South Africa achieved a target in 117.1 overs. Openers Laura Wolfart and Soon Lose scoring impressive half-centuries. In IPL cricket, chasing a target of 255 runs, Lucknow Super Giants were 62 for 1 in 6.1 overs against Punjab Kings in New Chandigarh when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.